This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Blackmail Tale by TX Tall Tales. Chapter 01. "Please don't make me do this," Krista pleaded, her big blue eyes filling with tears. "I'm not making you do anything," I told my pretty blonde neighbor, leaning back into the couch, legs akimbo, waiting for my show. I was ready, wearing only boxers and a polo shirt. Her eyes flickered to the side, once again taking in the collage of pictures on the coffee table. "You know that if Rich ever saw those pictures, he'd kill me. So am I supposed to lie to him?" I asked her, pointedly. She stood quietly, firming her resolve. "One lap dance, and you'll give me all the copies of those pictures, and we'll never have to talk about this again. Right? That's what you've promised." We both already knew she was going to do it. But she was still waffling. "I promise. One good lap dance, and I will give you every copy of those pictures, delete them from my hard drive, and I promise that Rich will never hear about them from me. Why are you doing this, Alex? I thought we were friends." "Sure we're friends. I want to stay friends. Really good friends. Close friends. Special friends. Ever since that night you and the girls came over trashed and went skinny dipping, I can't get those images of you out of my mind. I think about you all the time. I want you so bad I ache. I want to hold you, feel you, touch you, kiss you, taste you. I just can't stand it anymore. Just this once, right?" she asked for the umpteenth time tonight. "You heard the deal." With that, I pressed play on the remote and put the CD player in motion. Once committed, Krista seemed willing enough to make the best of a bad situation. She started awkwardly and had a bit of difficulty trying to act sexy while peeling her t-shirt off over her head, but the end result was worth it. Her breasts are very nice, very much an attention grabber, and to see them swelling out of her lacy bra brought on the first twitch in my shorts. She did a much better job with her shorts, opening up a button, then lowering a zipper, exposing nothing but skin to the eye. She peeled the two sides outward and I was finally rewarded with a hint of black material where her panties started. Krista completed a leisurely turn, ending with her back to me, before teasing her shorts over her hips. After just an inch or two, a thin black string was exposed, funneling down to the crease of her full ass, where the two side strings met and disappeared between her cheeks. Once her shorts were midway down her hips and the going was easier, she bent over almost in two and slid them down to her ankles, then held that pose a few seconds, letting me take in her all but naked, oh so delicious, ass. The naughty thong, worn by such a prim and proper lady, was in so many ways very much like her. It always seemed a bit odd to me that such a pretty woman had so little experience. She'd only been with one man in her entire life, her husband of 12 years, who she'd married just out of high school. She was a good little Southern Baptist wife, no drinking, no swearing, and little in the way of hijinks. Yet she wore very tight and revealing clothes that accentuated all of her amazing assets to their best advantage. She would be very proper and virtuous, and then tease me out of the blue, in a flirtatious, almost brazen way. A mother of two, with the body of a 20-year-old, she could make my blood boil. I had rehearsed this scene for weeks, and then carefully planned it out, before I lured her up to my study, and set the whole plan in motion. Her husband was insanely jealous, and on top of that I knew that their sex life left a lot to be desired. They were on a calendar, and she agreed to let him have sex with her once a week, in order to keep the peace. And now she was delivering her very best lap dance, in order to keep her night of skinny dipping a secret. "That's nice," I told her, gazing on her heart-shaped cheeks and thinking how nice it would be to bury my face in them. She stood back up and danced a bit longer before she reached behind her and unsnapped her bra, releasing her full, ripe tits, swaying to the music's beat. I saw her eyes glance down at the pictures on the coffee table, then at the tenting of my boxers, then back to my face. She was suddenly blushing madly as she tried to cover her breasts somewhat, while turning and dancing before me. "Come closer," I encouraged her, and she hesitantly did, straddling my leg, dancing with her hips to the hard backbeat. She suddenly spun, her back facing me, all but naked. She leaned over, hands on her knees, and wiggled her ass at me, now no more than a foot away. She turned to see my reaction and gave me another glance at her pendulous globes, now unfettered by brow or hands. I reached out and ran a fingernail down the outside of one cheek, slowly, and I could see the goose bumps explode all over her body. She gasped, and I could see her legs trembling. I reached one hand out to each hip and turned her, so she would face me once more. As soon as she turned, her hands went back to her breasts, doing a poor job of covering them. "More," I whispered huskily. She slowed her movements down to a simple weight shift on every other beat, and languidly slid her hands back, until instead of covering her tits, her hands were pushing them together and out. Krista leaned forward, her shoulders performing a mesmerizing figure eight, her hands now offering up those amazing mounds for my examination. Her eyes were closed and her head thrown back, as she undulated before me, her breasts a hesitant gift. I leaned forward in my seat, matching her leisurely pace. Her nipples were small and very hard, begging for attention. Up close I could breathe in her scent, and count each little bump surrounding her aroused nipples. A tiny freckle just below the right one was framed inside her tan line. I wanted to kiss that tiny spot and make it mine. She must have felt my breath on her skin. Just as we were about to touch, she inched back, making me lean forward even more.
"Just this once, right, Alex?"
she breathed.
"Then they're destroyed. No more hot tub pictures,"
I assured her once again. She leaned back over me, her breasts rubbing against my face. I reveled in the sweet smell of her skin as she rubbed her full tits against my face, cupping my face in the valley of her untanned skin. I only got a few minutes of this treatment before she backed away again. I wasn't sure what she was up to, until she climbed forward and put her knee next to my left thigh, and straddling me, she placed her other knee beside my right thigh. I grabbed her hips and roughly pulled her forward, until her hot crotch was firmly pressed against my very stiff cock. I got a moan from her at that, and she tilted her hips, rubbing her barely covered slice up the length of my pole. My cock was still in my boxer shorts, but desperately begging to come out and play. I bent down and took her nipple between my teeth and pulled on it, before sucking it deep into my mouth. It was amazing. I worried both her breasts, teasing, pulling, nibbling, and sucking. It was almost beyond comprehension that this innocent beauty was in my lap, those picture-perfect breasts available to me. And the shy innocence she displayed on a day-to-day basis disappeared as the sexy, playful, horny Krista made her appearance. She seemed in heat. She was pressing herself hard against my cock, rubbing up and down against it rhythmically. I let my kisses wander upward from her breast to her neck, my hands replacing my mouth on her tits. My lips continued their journey to her ear, and she became even more animated, nearly humping me. I reached my right hand behind her, grabbing her ass and pulling her even harder against me, and with my left hand I turned her face and covered her mouth with mine. I raked her mouth with my tongue and she screamed out into my mouth, grinding her pussy against me, coming explosively. When her body stopped shivering, she pulled her face away from mine, and shifted her hips back just a bit. Our foreheads touched as we both looked down to where we'd been connected. My cock had sprung from the confines of my boxers through the handy fly, and I could see where it was soaked in her juices from about an inch below the head down to where I disappeared back into the shorts. Her pussy was uncovered, her thong shoved to one side, her lips red and swollen, sticking out lustily, and coated in white juices. She was breathing heavily, and she slid her hand between us, running the edge of her index finger up and down my cock once. I was afraid to say a word. This wasn't part of the deal, but it was the goal I'd been dreaming of. I held my breath, and waited to see if she'd take the next step. Krista pulled her face back about an inch, and looked into my eyes before bestowing a small kiss on my lips. Then she was sliding off of me, between my legs, her eyes locked on the angry red pole rising from my shorts, her fingers bracketing it but not touching. Her hands crept forward, encircling, and then grasping me, and she slid them up in an unhurried, teasing fashion, and then all the way back down. She repeated this several times, her two hands traveling the full length of my cock. Then she leaned forward and pressed the side of one cheek against me.
"It's big,"
she said softly, stroking it again, and then brushing her lips against it, just under the head. "I'm no giant, but above average in length and thickness. And I knew her husband was just the opposite. He'd stepped out of the hot tub once, and he sported an erection that barely made a dent in his bathing suit.
Suck me, I asked her gently. I don't do that, she answered firmly. Please, it's just this once. I've never done that for Rich. I'm not rich.
She looked from my cock up to my eyes and then back to the length of meat she held between her hands.
No, you're not, she said with a grin, and to my amazement, lowered her mouth over my purple helmet.
Her tongue was active in her mouth, and her hands pumped me firmly. She pulled it forward a bit, tilting it away from me, and then she pushed her face down as far as she could, before pulling back to the top and looking into my eyes. She pulled her head off of my cock and leaned back, moving her hair back with a toss of her head.
What do you want? She asked. I want to fuck you,
I told her honestly. She laughed out loud.
Oh, I know that. But that's not going to happen. What else do you want? I want you to suck me off.
I said it almost plaintively.
Ask me nicely, she said coquettishly, tilting her head and giving me a teasing smile. Please, Krista, suck me. Take me in your hot little mouth. Let me watch my cock disappear into that beautiful face. Suck me until I come.
Okay. She dived back onto my cock, taking me deep in her mouth, and used her hands to beat me off. She could only take about half the length, and she gagged several times at that, but she worked hard to pleasure me, breathing deeply through her nose, her hands pumping, occasionally looking up to enjoy the sight of me hypnotized by the show occurring at my waist. She pulled back a bit and licked up and down my shaft before playing with my balls. She took each in her mouth, tugging and sucking gently, and then licked even further below. I watched her in awe as she pulled my balls up out of the way and licked all the way down to the edge of my ass. Her tongue tickled that sensitive place between balls and ass, before treating my pull to a licking, and once more doing her best to swallow me whole. Now she was in control, and her hands worked me like a piston, tight, firm and fast, dragging me to my climax. After all the dancing and anticipation, I couldn't last long, and I stiffened, pushing my hips forward, advertising my impending explosion. She pulled her mouth back, looking up at me, and stroked me fast and hard with both hands. With a cry, I launched my cream into her hair, and after the second spurt, Krista plunged forward and took my cock in her mouth, letting me finish there. When I relaxed and settled back into the couch, my ejaculation complete, she pulled her head back, her lips wet with my cum, and looking into my face, she swallowed deeply, making a bit of a face, and then smiled. She took my sloppy cock back into her mouth, and this time sucked it clean, before she leaned back on her heels and smiled at me again.
Looked like you enjoyed that, she said. Now that's an understatement.
I laughed.
Not bad for my first time then, she asked, and I could feel an underlying plea for approval. Incredible. You are an incredibly hot and desirable woman, and your mouth is a thing of beauty and unlimited pleasure. I'm glad you liked it.
And she blushed.
You know I did. So a deal's a deal, right? A deal's a deal.
She went over to the coffee table and picked up the pictures of her and her friends. She was totally nude in all of them. In one, she was sitting on the edge of the hot tub, her friend Misty climbing out beside her. In another, she was leaning back, and Misty was rubbing her tits against Krista's. An unidentifiable blonde was turned away from the camera in the background. The third was by far the most incriminating. Krista was in the house, lying on my bed, her eyes open wide and her mouth forming an O. Misty was lying beside her, on her stomach, her legs spread with a clear view to her closely cropped twat. In this one, my wife was sitting on the edge of the bed drying her hair with a towel, her breasts nicely displayed.
They're really pretty good. It's almost a shame to destroy them. She giggled. You don't have to. I promise, they're deleted from my hard drive, and Rich will never see those from me.
She folded the pictures and put them in her purse, and then grabbed her clothes and rushed out to the bathroom to get dressed, suddenly very aware of her state of undress. When she came out, she looked radiant. I had put my pants back on, and was waiting for her. She walked right up to me, pulled my head down to hers and kissed me firmly. She tasted minty, must have found a bottle of mouthwash in there.
That was nice. You know you didn't have to blackmail me. If you wanted me that bad, you just had to ask,
she told me, playing with the buttons of my shirt.
Maybe. But this way it's not your fault. You don't have to feel guilty. I made you do it.
I reached out, unable to stop myself, and placed my hand on her breast, giving it a squeeze.
Okay, but now it's over. We've had our fun, but we're both married. We can't be doing this.
She almost sounded like she was trying to convince herself.
I didn't answer her. I wasn't about to agree to that statement.
Phew,
she finally said, rolling her eyes upward. It was really nice. She took my hand in hers and walked through the house with me. You looked like you enjoyed it there, just a little, at the end. I teased, giving her hand small squeeze. Maybe just a little. I guess you know that I did as well. I joked. I guess a little. She turned to me at the door. But we can't do this again. I don't regret it, but I'm afraid of what might happen. I'm afraid of me more than anything.
No regrets. Drive safely.
I told her as she stepped out the door. I would hate for anything to happen to the prettiest girl I know. She giggled and turned away, walking with a sway in her step that started arousing me. I locked the door and ran upstairs to see how the movies had turned out. I had two separate cameras on us, one from the overhead lamp above and behind me, and one from the bookshelf to my side. I was aching to review them, and was already pondering how much she'd pay to get rid of these. If naked pictures of her in a hot tub with her friends earned me this afternoon, I wondered what a movie of her stripping and giving her first blowjob were going to be worth. But first things first. I had a new hard-on I had to do something with, and some home movies that needed watching. Chapter 02 Krista looked at me in horror.
I can't believe you did this. I told you I wanted to fuck you.
Now I will. I shrugged. I thought I'd feel a little guilty, but all I felt was lust. There's not a chance in hell. She told me through clenched teeth.
Be reasonable, Krista. You know what's on that movie. What would Rich think? What would your parents think? Or your fellow church members? The parents of your kids' classmates? Really, it's best if this video stays between you and me. You would do that?
Only if I had to.
But it would ruin your marriage too.
She insisted, still looking for an out.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm better at editing than that. You would never see much of me, except below the waist. And clearly, you couldn't mistake me for Rich there.
I laughed.
So what's it going to take this time? You have your way with me and I get the movies?
She was angry, almost shaking.
Nothing that easy, I'm afraid. You'll be making payments on this one.
I let my statement hang in the air between us. When it seemed she was about to say something, I completed my demand.
Weekly. Whatever I want.
For a year. Krista looked stunned.
You've got to be kidding. Actually, I think you're getting off quite easy. Now come to Papa, we've got to get you out of those uncomfortable things.
I reached for her but she pulled away.
Wait. Let me think about this. There's no thinking here, Krista darling. You are mine. You will do what I want. Or you will watch your life fall to pieces. You know you want to, now you have to. Why fight it?
I reached for her again, and she let me grab her arm and draw her to me. She stood shaking, tears welling in her eyes, one lonely volunteer running down her cheek. It should have bothered me. All I could think about was burying my cock inside her tight little gash, and knowing that the hesitation she was feeling now would give way to the hot and horny Krista I'd witnessed once before. I slowly stripped her, and she stood waiting, naked before me. I removed my own clothing and she could see that there was no need for foreplay. I was definitely very ready.
Let's watch that movie in its entirety.
I told her. I hit the button on the remote and saw my homemade title. Krista's First BJ. I moved to the edge of the couch, turned her to face the TV, and sat her on my lap. My stiff rod was between her legs, rubbing against the outside of her smooth slit. My hands explored her body, while she watched herself perform for me on the TV. I whispered into her ear while I played with her tits.
Here, when you lowered your shorts for me, my heart almost stopped. Look how beautiful your ass is. I wanted to eat you then and there.
She was squirming in my lap while I rocked my hips, sliding my cock across her moistening lips. Abruptly I felt her hand cool against my burning rod, pressing, pulling my prick against her. Her hand rubbed up and down my length.
And here. You offered me your tits so sweetly. You know I've always loved your tits.
I know, she whispered. The first word she said since we'd started the movie. I nibbled on her neck and grasped her big boobs in my hands, squeezing them and fondling them.
And now they're mine. They're yours. Look at you. Look at how you rubbed against me that day. I wanted so bad to pull you an inch or two higher and slip that fat dick up inside you.
On the screen she was humping me madly, desperately. Now, watching the action, her hips started to move, a faint echo of the show on TV.
What were you thinking?
I asked her, sliding my hand down to her quim, squeezing around the edge of my cock to slide a fingertip into her.
I wanted it. I wanted your big thing in me. I wanted to feel what it was like.
She whispered, eyes glued to the screen.
You still want to know, don't you?
I whispered back into her ear.
Yes.
I grabbed her ass on the sides and lifted her hips up off my lap.
Do it. Put me inside you.
I urged her. She settled her weight onto her feet and lifted her ass off my lap. Her hand positioned my pull directly below her moist opening, and as she lowered herself back down, she gave the extra wiggle needed to let my cock slide deep inside her. She stopped about halfway, lifted up again, and then pushed down hard on my pull, taking it to the root. On the screen she was going wild rubbing herself against me.
So now it's in you. All of it. More cock than you've ever had. What's it like?
I pushed her shoulders forward, making her lift up off of my cock most of the way, and then I pulled her back hard, sinking to the hilt inside her again.
Oh.
She gasped, then whispered.
Full. Full? I feel so full, so complete, stretched and filled. Look at the screen.
I told her. As I spoke, the TV Krista was obviously coming, while the TV me clenched her in my arms. The real Krista just sat there, eyes riveted, my cock inside of her, while we watched the girl on the TV slowly come down from her peak, and stare down at where her sex pressed against his, connected, but not quite joined.
Was it nice to come, pressed up against my cock like that?
I asked her, reaching between her legs and teasing her. I grabbed the remote with my other hand and paused the show, as the Krista on the screen slid down between my legs.
So nice. I almost never come. Not for years,
she confessed.
You'll come for me. You'll come all the time. I'll make you come so much you'll beg me to stop.
We ignored the screen for a bit, reveling in the sensation of penetration, that one and only time when you share sex for the first time. She was breathing heavily, reacting to my every motion, the squeezing of her breasts, the rubbing of her clit, the nibbling of her neck and ears, the continuous plowing of her incredibly tight pussy. I wrapped my arms around her torso and pulled her up a bit, so I could get more action down below, pulling further out, and driving back in, pulling her whole body up and down mine.
You are a dream come true,
I told her while her body arched back, her head thrust back over my shoulder.
I can feel the excitement building in you, like an electric charge, it's building and building. If I don't let you come soon, you'll be screaming for release.
I loosed my arms, settling her down firmly on my cock, and grabbed her breasts, squeezing the nipples, and twisting them forcefully, massaging them. My words were working on her, and she leaned over, breaking free of my arms, her hands gripping the edge of the couch seat. She brought her legs together between mine, and planted her feet firmly on the floor. Without warning, she was driving herself up and down on my cock. I grabbed her hips and helped her, thrusting mightily. The odor of our sex was intoxicating, and I could hear little grunts escaping her lips. I let it continue quite a while, until I could hear her breathing becoming rough, and could feel her trembling.
Do you want to come now?
I asked her. She remained quiet, struggling with herself.
Do you?
I insisted.
Yes.
She hissed between clenched teeth.
Good, watch the screen.
I pressed play on the remote, and Video Krista started her incredible blowjob. I pulled her back against me, letting her catch her breath a second. She watched her on-screen self gobble me, mesmerized by her own wanton actions.
You were incredible,
I whispered, my hand back between her legs, as I massaged her clit.
Was that really your first blowjob?
I asked.
Yes. Incredible.
I put my hand behind her hair and grabbed a fist full of silky blonde hair. I turned her head to me, and greedily enveloped her mouth with mine. My arm across her chest, tweaking her nipple, held her high on my body. My other hand rubbed her pussy hard. She was reaching down to touch where my cock was driving in and out of her velvet tunnel, while her other hand was buried in my hair, clutching me. I used my hips to bang her hard, and she had her feet up on the couch and was getting some leverage of her own, slamming down onto me. I wrenched my mouth off of hers and breathed into her ear.
Come for me.
She moaned and her hips ground into me.
Come on, my big cock.
She was almost crying.
Come for me, Krista. Oh God,
she hissed.
Come.
She threw her head back and screamed, pulling hard on my hair. I continued pumping her and massaging her clit while she shuddered in my grip. Her hand reached down and grabbed mine tightly, stopping the motion,
and her entire body seemed to lose its shape as she collapsed against me, her head lolling back, her eyes disappearing back into her head. I could still feel her tunnel pulsing around my shaft, and reveled in the thought that I could own this beautiful, hot, and desperately horny woman so completely. On the screen she was sucking me fiercely, and it was only a few moments before I was going to come in the movie. I pushed her head up. Watch now. Watch me come for you. See what that pretty little mouth of yours did for me. She watched, leaning forward, intent on seeing herself suck me to completion. You were so damn hot. I told her softly. I felt so nasty. Here. I come for you. Krista pulled off my cock and crawled towards the screen, watching the finish. She looked so good on her hands and knees, her ass presented to me, her pussy pink and swollen. I wanted to leap up and fuck her wildly, but just enjoyed the view for a few moments. On the screen I came in her hair, then on her hands and forearms, and finally in her mouth. You came so much. She spoke softly. I thought after the first two shots you'd be done. But you kept coming and coming in my mouth. I could barely swallow it. It was a dream come true. I fantasized about that moment so many times. And now that sweet mouth of yours is mine. She looked back at me over her shoulder, her eyes smoldering. It's yours. I leaned back holding my achingly hard dick up to her. Show me. I could see her hesitating before taking my sticky wet sword into her mouth, but she did it, licking me and sucking on me like a baby with a pacifier. I think that's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. My cock disappearing between your lips, your big blue eyes looking up at me. She locked her eyes on mine, and then thrust up and down on my pole, taking it deeply, while watching me. You can be a nasty little girl, can't you? You don't mind taking that slimy cock in your mouth. You know it's your own juices, and you're loving it. She let me know her answer by stopping, taking her face off my knob for a moment, then taking a long slow lick, like an ice cream cone, before giving me a smile and taking me in her mouth again. That's so nice, Krista. You're making me feel so good. I'm going to come shortly. I'll let you choose where I finish. In your mouth, in your pussy, or in your ass? She pulled her head back and looked at me with disgust. In my ass? That's gross. I don't do that. You don't suck cock either. I reminded her. That's different. Trust me, Krista, I'll be coming in your ass, and often. But this first time, it's your choice. Come in me, then. I will, but where? In me here, she said shyly, gesturing between your legs. In where? I asked her again. In my love hole. Your love hole? She blushed. Hard to believe. She'd sucked me, she'd fucked me, and she turned red as a beet when asked to talk about her pussy. You want me to finish in your love hole? I said with a grin. Yes. So you want me to fuck you hard, and come in your pussy? I asked her teasingly. Yes, she said loudly. Just fuck me, Alex. I laughed, and picked her up and bent her over the arm of the couch. She looked so sexy as I spread her cheeks apart and plowed into her with my stiff meat, meeting little resistance. The feeling was wonderful, and yet it allowed me to screw her for an amazingly long time, considering how worked up I'd been. I massaged her ass cheeks and pounded my beautiful new sex toy with long, full strokes. Feeling wicked, I spread her cheeks wide, exposing her tiny little brown rosebud. I worked up a bit of spit and let it fall from my lips, targeting her virgin asshole. She moaned when it hit, and as I enjoyed her, I used my thumb to rub it around and into her back door. Eventually, I was fucking her hard, while my thumb was completely buried in her ass. Do you like that? I teased her, moving my thumb vigorously, stretching her. It's so nasty. So dirty. She gasped. I pulled out of her, and I spread her cheeks wide while I buried my tongue in her rear, pushing an inch or more of it up inside her. God, Alex. That's sick. That's so dirty. But even as she said it, she was reaching back and helping me hold her cheeks apart. I let go of her cheeks and left the job to her. Hold yourself for me. She acquiesced, spreading herself wide. I slid first one and then two fingers up inside her wet slit, and then worked them in her bunghole. She moaned continuously, and I couldn't resist the temptation. I pulled my fingers out, and she whispered, Are you going to do it? Yes. No, she whispered, but her actions made lie to her words as she continued to hold herself open for me. Yes, although I'll just tease you this time, I assured her. I aimed my pole at her and pressed the fat purple head forward, against considerable resistance. Oh, don't, it won't fit, she moaned. But even as the words escaped her, I popped past her opening, and suddenly had 2 thick inches of meat buried in her ass.
Ah, but it does fit,
I told her, pulling her hands back off her cheeks and observing the white and then red stripes her fingers left behind. I waited, letting her get accustomed to my insidious invader.
This is so wrong, Alex.
Stop now.
My butt is burning, and this is so filthy, I can't believe you're making me do this.
Hold still, baby. You can take some more, I encouraged her. I worked to slowly bury a couple more inches into that incredibly tight virgin hole. I peeked forward and I could see she was biting her own arm, just above the biceps. With almost half my length inside her, I was happy to cornhole her gently, enjoying the tightness and the view. Before long it was easier, and her ass ring didn't cling to me so hard on each outstroke.
You're fucking my butt, she groaned. You pig. Ask me to stop and I will,
I told her.
Right, you didn't earlier. Go ahead, try me, ask me to stop fucking your cherry asshole, and I'll pull out right now.
Okay, stop. She laughed. I pulled out, and rubbed her sweet cheeks. I left a small kiss right on her stretched hole, and stepped away from her.
You really did it,
she exclaimed, turning over and sitting on the sofa arm, looking at me.
Of course. I've never lied to you, Krista. I've tricked you, deceived you, and hidden things from you, but I've never lied to you. You really can't trust me, but you can trust my word.
You are warped, you know, she laughed, incredulously.
Suck me, I told her. But you were just in my butt,
she sounded shocked.
Yes, and it's not nice to go from ass to pussy, so suck me.
Suck me clean.
We can wash it clean.
Then you can have me again.
Oh, I know I'm going to have you again, I promise.
Now suck me. She leaned forward and took it in her hand. I don't know why she was suddenly so fastidious, you couldn't even tell where it had been.
Go ahead,
I encouraged her. She stroked my cock, and then she lowered her mouth over it, sucking me deep. She bobbed her head up and down several times, then pulled off, licked her lips and pulled back.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
I asked her.
You taste nasty,
she answered, looking up at me. But then she took me back in her mouth, and sucked me long and hard.
That's likely. But then you're really a nasty little girl, aren't you, Krista?
Krista looked up at me, her eyes locked on mine, and slowly worked her mouth up and down my cock twice, before letting me slip out of that pleasure chamber. She gave my shaft another long lick, then leaned back and licked her lips.
I think you're ready now, she said with a mischievous smile.
I got up and took her by the hand, leading her down the hall to the bedroom. I laid down on the bed and waited for her. She climbed between my legs and stroked me with her hand, seeming to enjoy the stiffness awaiting her. After just a few seconds, she climbed up and lowered herself onto me. I was again surprised at how tight she seemed as she eased herself down my pole. I can't describe the time that followed.
Krista used me.
She pleasured herself on my prick. Whether she was slowly rocking back and forth, grinding her hips onto me, crouching over me and slamming her fuckhole down my swollen shaft, or just riding my entire length in long, leisurely plunges, she kept herself in almost constant motion. After what seemed an eternity, her hair wet and stringy about her face, her chest glistening with perspiration, she was bringing me to the finish line, and the closer I got, the more excited she got. As we neared the end, she was thrusting back and forth on me in a steady motion. It was a firm, solid, fucking, and I was on the edge.
Come for me, Alex. Come for me, you blackmailing bastard.
She hissed, driving herself up and down my shaft even faster and harder.
You come for me.
I pulled her upper body down to mine, and grabbed her ass with both hands, holding her just above me and slamming my cock in and out of her.
I'm going to come in you now, Krista. I'm going to come in that hot little pussy of yours.
No.
You've got to pull out.
She struggled half-heartedly.
I'm going to come inside you. I'm going to paint your insides with more cum, and deeper, than you've ever felt before.
I hissed, thrusting as hard as I could into her. Krista tensed in my arms, then moaned.
Oh, fuck.
And as I emptied my balls inside of her, she bit me hard, screaming into my skin, and coming mightily on my cock. With each additional jab inside her, squirting my love juice deep into her womb, she shivered in my arms, and her whole body spasmed. As I lay there in the aftermath, my breath slowly returning, my pulse easing back, I recognized that I was still semi-hard, and I rolled my hips, working myself in and out, slowly hardening again. She lay there spent. When I felt I was fully hard, I rolled over with her beneath me. I lifted her legs up over my shoulders and gave her another leisurely fuck, this time taking my time enjoying the amazing sensation of my pricks slowly piercing her over and over. I looked down and took in the view of my wet pole disappearing inside her. She was malleable and loose, almost semi-conscious, when I rolled her on her side and continued in that position. Now I was doing the fucking, using her, and enjoying every stroke I laid to her. She looked beautiful and disheveled, and the thought of being able to use her on demand, and some of the things I had in mind for her started to get my blood boiling again. I turned her again, on her belly this time, and tucked her legs up under her, exposing her completely to my desires. I re-entered her from behind and pounded away, holding her by the hips and pulling her back against my forward thrusts. I leaned forward, grabbing her shoulders and pulling her back against my thrusts, arching her back. My hands traveled down her shoulders, across her upper arms, down to her wrists. I pulled her wrists back behind her, forcing her upper body down against the mattress. I could see the edge of her big tits splayed out to each side as they were crushed against the sheets. I took both her wrists in one of my hands at the small of her back, using it for leverage as I continued my pummeling of her previously unspoiled pussy. I wanted to come, and I was close, but the end seemed just out of reach. I used my free hand to slap her butt cheek hard, and she cried out at the contact. I slapped her again, leaving a big red hand print. "I could fuck you forever," I told her, spanking her again. She mumbled something, and I smacked her again. Her right cheek was starting to show the effects of my spanking, and was much redder than her left cheek. "Speak up," I told her. "Do it," she told me clearly. "Do it? Fuck me. Like this. Use me, however you want." The words were electric, and I felt them to the base of my cock, which suddenly exploded again, once again bathing her inside with my cream. God, I was going to enjoy owning this girl. Chapter 03. I was really enjoying owning Krista. I didn't get as many chances as I'd like, since we were both married, and we had to be selective about our times and places. But we lived very close to each other, and both our spouses worked. I worked from the house, and she was a stay-at-home mommy. The agreement was for once a week, but that went out the window almost immediately. When she argued the second time I came by, I told her to shut up or start explaining things to her darling hubby. Then I had her suck me off quickly, and I left. By the end of the second week, we'd been together 4 times. On 3 of the 4 occasions we were pressed for time, but I insisted she blow me every time. She was just so damn beautiful, with a face off the cover of a magazine, that I was consumed with the need to see my cock disappearing inside that innocent mouth. Knowing I was the only one who had ever seen that incredible sight made it even more exciting. Then I'd give her a hard fucking, making sure she came for me at least once. The 4th time there was a little more to it, and I teased her into a tizzy. It started with a blowjob, of course. But then I returned the favor, extensively, bringing her right to the edge of release and then holding her there, craving it, before backing off. Then I took her from on top, her legs pushed back far, open for me, and rode her to the edge of her own release again, stopping short, her breath gasping, her skin flushed. I took her from behind and again left her hanging. By the time she was riding me, she was almost out of control, desperate to finally come, and she fucked me like a wild woman. After she came on me, it was a couple of more minutes before I won my own release, and then I had her lick me clean. She didn't want to. So what? She not only sucked me clean, she sucked me back to hardness, and then sucked me for the next 15 minutes while I watched the noon report. I'm not mean. I showed her how to alternate the oral with her hands, and how to relax her jaw so she wouldn't cramp. I let her get us both drinks, and I didn't really try to hold out, letting my orgasm come when I felt it arising. Nor did I get mad at her for gagging, but she knew better than to spit it out. She tried that once. Going into the 3rd week, her early resistance had almost completely disappeared, and she was growing adept in her ways of pleasing me. Almost eager. Just this morning I'd been over there with only a short time available to play. Certainly long enough for a good blow job, and a chance to drop another load in her deliciously tight pussy. The conversation had been especially titillating. "Why me?" she asked, relaxing next to me as I rested and caught my breath, having just filled her still steaming twat. She'd given up asking me to pull out.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean, you had pictures of both Misty and Donna. Why'd you decide to blackmail me?" she asked it seriously. She had turned on her side, and was looking at me expectantly. She had a few drops of cum on her cheek, almost to her ear, from our initial session. I'd spent most of that time in her pretty little mouth. Sexy little mouth. Mustn't think like that. I don't have time for another bout. Got a lunch business meeting and really shouldn't be late.
Silly. Because you're the one I want. You are the one I'd been fantasizing about for months. You make my blood boil, not them.
I reached out and drew my finger across her sullied cheek, then placed it between her lips.
Good girl. Suck it with your delicious, tempting little mouth.
No. Don't even think about it. I've got to be in Plano in 30 minutes.
Well, it's not fair. I mean, I didn't do anything they didn't do. And now I'm your damn sex slave, and they get off scot-free.
She was pouting. God, she was pretty when she pouted.
Hell, I probably couldn't blackmail Misty if I tried.
I told her, trying to make her feel a little bit better.
If I threatened to show naked pictures of her to Paul, she'd probably ask for multiple copies, insist I give her 8x10s and then ask if I would take some more. I mean, geez, the little harlot just loves to show off her body.
I had started out rubbing her shoulder and arm soothingly, but my hand was now at the curve of her waist and hips, and I found my hand cupping her ass.
No. 33 minutes until I was to meet the guys from DG.
Don't do it.
Well, what about Donna?
She asked, scooting closer to me, and letting her hand drop down to my partner in crime, who wasn't listening to my arguments about meetings and responsibility.
What about Donna?
I asked.
Why haven't you blackmailed her?
Her hand on my cock was tugging gently, and I had to think hard about what she was saying.
I hadn't even thought about it.
I told her honestly.
All I wanted was you.
Although the idea was a bit intriguing. She pushed at my shoulder, encouraging me to lie back, and then she was climbing on top of me, placing my eager member, who was much more irresponsible than I was, back into her warm tunnel. I sighed as I entered her. I loved that feeling. And I loved looking up and seeing this out-of-bounds beauty leaning over me, her near-perfect melons hanging down, yearning to be in my mouth.
She wouldn't be that hard to blackmail, you know.
She told me, rocking slowly back and forth on my staff. I was getting harder by the moment. Of course I couldn't get that much harder.
You know her husband is 11 years older than her, and pretty damn insecure. We talk about it a lot. He's just as jealous as Rich, maybe more so.
Back and forth, her hot little slice working its magic on my rampant rod. I glanced over at the clock, 11:20. I was supposed to be there at 11:45. It was at least 20 minutes away. I guessed I had a few minutes. I reached down and grabbed her hips, working with her, sliding her up and down my happy soldier.
Maybe, but the pictures of her aren't nearly as good.
I told her in spurts.
You only need one. She's such a priss, I still can't believe she went skinny dipping with the rest of us. I mean, she won't even wear a bikini.
She leaned further down, letting her breasts come to rest just below my chin. I reached for them and pulled them up enough to tongue her nipples.
And it's not like she isn't hot. She's got a great body. What do you expect? No kids, no job, personal trainer at the gym. She's like 24, isn't she?
She asked, but it was a pretty inopportune moment. My mouth full of her ample tits, I just grunted my assent. Donna did have a great body. Not as pretty as Krista.
No.
But cute, in a bouncy, cheer squad kind of way. With a rack that could come close to matching Krista's, and a really sexy bubble ass.
Although I guess she doesn't really know you that well. Not like me and Misty. I don't think she'd be likely to come over to your house to talk.
She really sounded very serious about this. I pulled my mouth free of those incredible globes, at least for a moment.
You're right, I've only been around her half a dozen times, and I don't think I've talked to her, just her, for more than a couple of minutes ever.
Krista leaned over further, her breasts pressed against my chest, her face in the curve of my neck.
There's gotta be a way.
She murmured, nuzzling my neck, nipping at me, tasting me. I held her hips up just a bit and went to town, fucking up into her hard and fast, the angle working out just right, rapidly bringing me to that ever so pleasant precipice. She gasped for me.
God, you make me feel good.
Then her teeth bit down on my shoulder as she came on my cock. It was enough. Within moments I was coming with her, holding her hips tight, as I buried my cock as far up her as I could, and bathed her insides with my juice. I leaped off of her moments later, and started dressing hurriedly, tucking my wet cock into my pants, not even taking the time to clean up. Tying my shoes, I looked over and saw the clock showed 11:33. Shit, I guess if I drove fast, I could probably make up the time. I really gotta run. I can't be late for this meeting. We can talk about it later.
She escorted me to the back door, naked, and gave me a warm kiss that had me contemplating rescheduling. No. What was I thinking? I jogged down the alley to my house and leapt into my truck, the taste of her lips still lingering. The next day I got a call.
Did you make it?
Hello?
Did you make your lunch meeting?
She asked me with a giggle.
Shit. I had to wait almost 15 minutes for them. I probably had enough time for another blowjob.
I laughed in response.
Right. After coming 3 times in less than an hour? My jaw would still be aching, and you'd have left with blue balls.
Believe me, I know. It was hard to believe this was the same little chaste Southern Baptist mommy who never even seen a hard-on other than her husband's until less than a month ago. The same girl who had delivered her first blowjob, on videotape no less, just a scant 3 weeks ago.
I've been thinking about it,
she said.
Thinking about what? About how to blackmail Donna.
She sounded peeved, like I should have known.
Are you still on that? I mean, seriously, not that I wouldn't mind having her, but who's got the time? If I've got some spare cycles, I know who I want to spend them in. Besides, I've still got the home fires to take care of. I told you I don't like to hear about that. Please.
A little more irritated now.
I'm sorry.
I didn't go any further than that. When I explained what I was sorry about, I was usually wrong anyway. Just get the apology out there, and let them apply it as they will.
Shit, I didn't need to apologize anyway. What was I thinking?
Hell, it didn't hurt, I guess. The line was quiet for just a few seconds.
It's okay. But you know it's only fair. If you're going to blackmail me, you really should have to blackmail Donna.
She insisted. This was women's logic as far as I was concerned. I just couldn't get my mind around the convoluted thinking.
Maybe you're right.
I told her, trying to placate her. Anything to just get her off the subject.
What if I invited her over to my place? When the time is right, of course. And I told her you were threatening to blackmail both of us? Then, if she hesitated, I could give in, and she'd pretty much have to as well. And even if she didn't, if you were to tape our little meeting, a video of her being there while I sucked you off would be pretty damning. I imagine at the least we can get her to strip for you, and that should be enough added evidence to really get her in hot water.
She was speaking quickly, blurting it out.
I don't know, it sounds pretty complicated.
I told her, wondering what it would take to get her off the subject. If I had been over there, I could just fill her mouth with cock. That usually shut her up.
It really isn't. Why don't you come over and I can explain it to you while you're fucking me with that big fat juicy cock of yours?
She almost purred over the phone.
Jesus, Krista! I really need to finish this report.
I told her.
You can finish it later. It won't take me too long to lay out the whole plan for you, while you're filling me with that delicious hunk of meat you've got hanging between your legs. Just don't stick it in my butt until I'm done explaining it. You know how hard it is for me to talk when you're butt-fucking me.
I didn't really know. I'd only been down that path that first time, but it sounded like an incredibly good idea at the moment. Although I was astounded that she was the one to suggest it. What had happened to the shy, hesitant, reserved church lady?
I'll be there in 2 minutes.
I told her.
Hurry, lover. Come in the back.
I'll be in the bed.
Oh, did you hear me?
Come in the back.
Not until after I tell you the plan, okay?
I just hung up and jogged down the stairs. I was fucking her doggy style, eyeing the target I was soon going to be attacking. Incredibly, I had completely forgotten to get my welcome blowjob.
Tuesday, next week should be good. We are supposed to go shopping for sweaters, and I can invite her over here first. If we don't get around to the sweaters, it's no big deal.
She was damned insistent. She had the whole thing planned out, down to where I was supposed to put the cameras. But as I started to think about it, the idea of Donna riding my cock to oblivion didn't seem so bad.
Bring the pictures in an envelope.
All of them.
The pictures of all of us.
She continued.
I don't have the pictures of you.
I told her, as I enjoyed the feeling of sliding in and out of her from behind. I swear I enjoyed the view almost as much as the feeling. Looking down across that delectable ass, to see my fat rod sliding into her, and then her pink lips clinging to me as I pulled back out.
But they were digital. You just gave me the prints.
She sounded perplexed.
I told you I'd destroy them. But when you said you'd give me all the copies and delete them from your hard drive, I figured you probably still had a copy on a CD or something.
Her breathing was a little ragged. She'd been doing a lot of talking and we'd been doing a lot of fucking.
Listen. I told you I wouldn't lie to you. I'd trick you and deceive you, but not lie. I'm honest, just not all that moral.
I reminded her, giving a few hard thrusts for emphasis.
That's okay. I still have my copies. I assume you have other pictures from that night?
She was leaning over now, her head and shoulders resting on the bed, while her sweet little ass was raised up nice and high for me. I couldn't resist it any longer, and after wetting my finger, I started working it around her teasing little butthole.
I have several others, I admitted. Even a couple more of you. I got rid of all the pictures I showed you. Not all the pictures I'd taken.
I worked at it, my finger up to the second joint. Her voice was getting more ragged by the minute.
Good. You bring the pictures, and I'll bring, O-U-C-H, gentle back there, I'll bring Krista. You come over by 10 o'clock and we'll have plenty of time to set up.
She barely got the words out before I was sticking a second finger in that nearly virgin ass, and opening her up.
Christ, that hurts.
She cried, pulling away a bit.
Get some lube out of my drawer before you tear me apart, please.
I was a little put off by her demanding tone, but she just looked at me with those big blue eyes, and I could see the glistening of almost shed tears.
Please,
she asked nicely, looking at me worriedly. I wonder how I must have looked to her for her to get so nervous. Reluctantly, I pulled my wet cock out of her and felt the cool air against it as I opened the drawer. I spotted a red bottle that said slippery stuff.
Bingo.
I was back behind her quickly, putting a few drops on the crack of her ass and using my finger to apply it. My finger slid into her tight but easily. This stuff really worked.
I never would have thought, looking at you a month ago, that you'd have sex lube in your bedroom. You wild thing.
I teased, trying to get us back in the mood. I placed a bit more of the lube on my cock and rubbed it all over.
Not my idea, she said softly.
Again, I could hear in her voice the reluctance to talk about anything personal when it came to her love life.
That's right.
No matter what we'd been doing, talking about our spouses and our love life at home was strictly taboo. Although it was okay to talk about blackmailing one of her best friends.
You figure it out. Well, for the moment, I'm glad.
I told her, lining up my cock and pressing the spongy head against her little brown asterisk. She was quiet as I got ready to enter her, and then she gave a small moan as I pushed and easily slid a couple of inches into her sweet butt.
Wow, she said with an air of relief. That wasn't bad at all. I'll have to thank Rich for that one.
She giggled, giving her butt a wiggle.
Go ahead, stud, give me some more.
I didn't want to disappoint her, so I held her cheeks tightly and pushed smoothly, getting half of my length firmly inside her.
Damn, that feels weird,
she told me, gently rocking against my insistent intruder.
I wouldn't call it weird,
I told her, working back and forth and getting a little further with each partial stroke.
Maybe not from your end, she said pointedly. Touché. Touché, my ass, she said,
and then giggled at the appropriateness of the comment as I was sheathing my sword in that selfsame ass. That first time, that first day when I made her mine, I hadn't gotten much more that half my length into her, but this time, things were going much better, and I was nearly buried. In order to get that last little bit of virgin butt, I had to shove hard, fucking her ass a little more willfully.
Oh my god! I just felt your balls slap against me as you pushed that beast almost to my tonsils,
she gasped.
That's it. You've got it all, there ain't no more.
I told her, pulling her back hard, my entire shaft invisible, firmly ensconced in her back door.
Do that again. I want to feel your balls banging against Wilma, as you fuck my butt.
Wilma? I wasn't about to argue. I wanted it bad. I'd been fucking her for at least 15 minutes, maybe longer. Combine that with being inside that tight ass, and the idea of being the first to fuck her there, and I was ready to really go for it.
Pretty demanding for a sex slave, aren't you?
I teased as I started using more of my length on her. Maybe a solid ass reaming would be a good reminder of who was in charge here.
Only because you're such a great owner, she replied breathlessly.
It took a bit of playing around, but I finally found a rhythm that had me pounding into her butt, with my balls almost tapping out a counterpoint, slapping against her pussy. She was getting really wet, and the slapping of my balls against her love hole was getting to sound juicier and juicier. She was moaning loudly and her hands were clenched between her legs.
I could feel my balls occasionally slapping against her fingers as she worked herself over. Something else that I would never have imagined in my wildest dreams. Like a firecracker, she popped, crying out, "Oh God, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming," and then moaning loudly, almost crying. I fucked her harder, not worrying about the niceties of making my balls hit her just right, but slicing that ass up for all I was worth. Bang. 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 Pounding my cock into her as hard as I could. "Fucking that virgin ass like a pussy," she cried out. "Yes, yes, yes, you fucker, fuck my ass, fuck it. Oh, 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 HHH." And she was coming explosively again, harder than I'd ever seen her come. It was amazing, and just so damn exciting, I had to join her, slamming in all the way to the balls, and filling her bowels with my jism. "God! That feels so wild, your hot juice filling me," she gasped, reaching back and holding her ass cheeks wide, as I finished in her. I collapsed beside her, breath heaving, bathed in sweat. She'd have to change the sheets. "That was the most incredible thing I ever felt," she confessed, wide-eyed in amazement over her own strong feelings. "I told you I'd make you come. But I'd never expected anything like that." "It's not always like that, is it? I mean, doing the bathingy?" she asked curiously. "Hardly. Never really. Not even close. You were pretty incredible," I told her. She was stretched out beside me, laying on her belly, and I reached down to rub those curvaceous cheeks of her tempting tail. My finger had a mind of its own, as it proceeded to lodge itself inside her butt again. She just gave a delicious little MMMM, and wiggled so I could get it a little deeper. "We're going to have to do that a little more often," she told me as I played with her well-used hole. "More than once in 30 or so years? I figure that shouldn't be too hard. Anyway, I was planning to get as much mileage as I could out of all her openings." "So Tuesday's set, right?" she asked me, rolling away from me and heading to the bathroom. "I've got to run soon. I'm bringing lunch to Derek at school. He hates macaroni day, okay? Tuesday," I answered. She came out of the bathroom, putting on her bra. What a sight. This blonde bombshell, a walking wet dream, naked except for a plain white bra. I had just fucked that. Yep. Me fucked it in the ass even. And she loved it. "I don't think we should do anything until then," she told me, bending over to give me a kiss. "I want you to have that hungry look you had that first time with me. It was scary. I knew you meant business." Shit. She was getting just a little bit too pushy. I think I'll go along with her until Tuesday, and then we'll see if maybe a little reminder isn't in order. Chapter 04. "Hi, Donna," I spoke from the recliner. She cried out in surprise, and almost jumped out of her pants. "It would have saved us some time." "Gosh. You scared the daylights out of me, Alex. I didn't expect to find you here. Is Rich here too?" she asked, looked past me towards the rest of the house. "Nope. Just me," I answered with a smirk. She looked at me bewildered, and turned to Krista, who was just stepping into the living room herself. "Alex asked me to invite you over," Krista said shakily, drinking deeply from a glass of wine that had mysteriously appeared in her hand. "What did you want to say, Alex?" I just leaned over and pushed the two large brown manila envelopes towards the ladies. Each was labeled with a name. Donna picked hers up, still looking damned confused, and when she opened the envelope I could almost hear all the breath leave her body. She dropped the envelope and most of the pictures, barely holding on to two of them. Her hands were shaking. I stood and walked past her, looking over her shoulder. "That's not even the best one," I told her, placing my hand on her shoulder and feeling her shudder. "Jesus, Alex, what's this all about?" Krista exclaimed in well-acted shock. "Just some pictures I had laying around. I thought maybe it was time they saw the light of day." I reached down to the pile of pictures at Donna's feet, pulling out a truly damning picture. In it, Donna was leaning back in a hot tub, her arms stretched across the back, eyes closed. Her breasts were well up out of the water, and her nipples were clearly hard. Krista was standing between her legs, and leaning towards her, naked as the day she was born, her delicious ass just hovering at the top of the water. It looked pretty wild, but Krista had just been stepping past her. The picture made it look like she was stepping into her. "Now this," I said, handing it to Donna, "was one of my favorites." Donna couldn't speak, it looked like she was still in shock. But she took the picture and looked at it. I saw her eyes glistening with held-back tears. Please, Alex, be reasonable. You can't let anybody see these. Rich would kill me.
Krista whined.
Oh, I can be very reasonable.
I laughed.
Maybe we can work out a deal.
What kind of deal?
You know we don't have much money.
Krista asked, feigning concern.
I was thinking more along the lines of barter.
I teased, walking past Krista, and letting my hand run through her hair. Donna finally spoke up.
Fuck you, Alex. I'm just going to explain it to Dave.
He'll understand.
Really?
That's awfully decent of him.
And you'll explain it to your Bible group and the PDA?
I've heard those pictures just might find themselves on the internet.
Hell, I can't quite recall. They might be there right now. If you show those to anybody else, I'll call the police.
Donna growled.
That's okay. I'll take them down as soon as the police ask me to. Not that there's anything illegal here. Hell, it looks to me like you guys are posing for the camera in this one. No hidden cameras, no drugs. Just some wild women crying over spilt milk.
I laughed. I stepped over to Krista and asked her.
How about you? You just going to explain these to Rich, your parents, his parents, and anybody else I can think of?
Krista stared at the pictures, and then asked me softly.
Can you give us a moment?
Sure.
I said, wandering off to the kitchen and grabbing myself a cold brew.
Take your time.
Krista led Donna into her bedroom and closed the door. It was a couple of minutes before they came out.
What's it going to take?
Krista asked, as she and Donna stood before me.
Make me an offer.
I answered.
We want all the pictures. And you're promised that this is the last we'll ever hear of it.
Every picture destroyed.
Donna spoke up. Gee, that doesn't sound like much of an offer to me.
I laughed.
Surely you can do better than that.
You make me that promise. Donna insisted.
And?
I asked.
And just this once, you can have 15 minutes with me. You can't do anything with Krista.
She sounded really angry, and she crossed her arms looking at me almost begging me to argue with her.
Damn, Donna, that's a hell of a first offer. But why shouldn't I get something from Krista as well? Take it or leave it.
Donna insisted, while Krista leaned in and whispered to her.
And what do I get for those 15 minutes?
I asked, intrigued. This certainly wasn't going where I'd anticipated.
Me naked.
Now.
So it's a strip show? Come on, you can do better than that. Not a strip show, me, naked, to do with as you please.
Donna explained. I took a moment to ponder the offer. I had cameras in the bookshelf over my shoulder, pointed down towards my lap, and I had two more in the bedroom, focused on the bed. Krista had helped me position them that very morning, and we'd even tested them a bit, just a tease for me, still saving up for the real action. Now I just had to make sure whatever happened, it happened in the right place.
I'm really not in much of a hurry. Why don't we make it 30 minutes, and you've got a deal?
I countered. Donna raised her eyebrows.
30 minutes? That should be interesting. And in return we get all the pictures, no copies anywhere, and nobody hears about it.
I stood up and extended my hand.
You've got a deal, beautiful.
I turned to Krista.
I hope you don't mind if we use your bedroom.
She didn't answer as I took Donna by the hand and lead her down the path of future ownership. After we entered the room, she closed the door behind us. She then took off her clothing, very matter-of-factly, folding them carefully, and turned away from me, laying down on the bed. She looked so damn good, her full breasts separating naturally, her fair skin almost immaculate. She had a very light bikini tan, just accenting those naughty areas that were mine for the moment. As I started undressing myself, she spoke savagely.
You may fuck my body, but I'm not going to help you.
Now, Donna, that's not a very good attitude.
It doesn't have to be like that,
I told her. I grinned to myself. I could see the wetness in her panties, and I could smell her from where I stood. She was dripping wet. She pretended not to care, but I saw her watching as I lowered my boxers. I was standing fully erect, and I saw her eyes grasp the full extent of all that she was about to receive. I thought about playing games with her, but the moment got the better of me. I stood at the foot of the bed and reached down and spread her legs open. I looked at her glistening light brown hair, contrasting neatly with the very blonde hair on her head. I climbed between her legs and placed her calves over my shoulders. Her leg trembled, and I saw a ripple of nervousness run down her body. I was more than ready. Stiff cock in hand, I rubbed the head over her moist opening, parting the hair and her swollen lips. Then I placed the shiny purple helmet inside her opening
and slowly slid all the way inside her. It was delicious. She just laid there, trying to hide any feelings. I smiled, sliding slowly out, and then pushing steadily back in.
That's not so bad, is it, Donna?
I asked her softly, stroking her slowly. When she didn't answer, I took her ankles in my hands and spread her legs in a huge upright V. Then I pushed in hard. Slow out strokes, and hard, insistent in strokes. Her tits bounced with each stroke, providing an enticing show. After a minute or so of that, I released her legs and leaned over her, playing with her breasts. I extended myself over her, prostrate, my face over hers. Her face was no longer looking quite as angry as before. I leaned down, nuzzling her neck, and starting fucking this surprising MILF harder.
God, you feel nice, Donna. Nice and tight.
I whispered into her ear, thrusting firmly.
Too nice. I wouldn't want you getting me all worked up too quickly now, would I?
I pulled out, and laid down next to her, just playing with her body, teasing her nipples, fingering her squishy wet slit. She wasn't moaning yet, but the whole Ice Queen thing had definitely started to melt away. I was a little irritated with myself, just jumping on her and riding away, with no thought about tomorrow.
Now, as I understand our bet, there were no limitations set, were there? 30 minutes with you naked, to do with as I please. Right?
I asked her, getting up on my knees, and then climbing off the bed.
Why? What do you have in mind?
Donna asked, lifting up onto her elbows and looking at me a little cautiously.
I'm thinking that pretty, saucy mouth of yours is something I'd like to take advantage of. And we can do it one of two ways. I can lay you down, tilt your head over the edge, and fuck your mouth and throat raw, or I can let you do the work.
I told her, reaching out and running my fingers over her red lips.
I'm not going to give you a blowjob, Alex. You want it, you take it.
She told me fiercely. Now that was an offer just too good to ignore. Just the thought put the iron in my pipe. I might have been a tad rough, as I laid her out, repositioning her body in such a way that I could get as much of her on camera as possible, while also getting a clear view of her face and soon-to-be-filled mouth. She looked ferocious as I tilted her head back just a bit further, and gripping her well-formed chin, I opened her mouth. I leaned forward a bit, and cock in hand, I introduced the bulbous head to her sweet lips. She tried to stay slack-mouthed, but what I was offering was a good bit more than a mouthful, and it stretched her lips nicely as I pushed in further. I thought she might shy away from the stickiness of her own juices, but she took the first couple of inches like a champ. It was a beautiful thing, fucking her mouth, but I wanted more, several inches more.
Relax now, baby, and open wide. You might want to hold your breath. Stick your tongue out too if you know what's good for you.
I told her, and then I pushed hard, blocked by the back of her mouth. I think she was trying to block my progress with her tongue, but I started shoving, in and out, pushing harder, and I felt myself slide into her throat. She immediately started gagging and I pulled out, letting her gasp. She tilted her head to the side like she was going to throw up, but she just gagged a few more times.
Push your tongue out and relax.
I told her, reaching for her face, and straightening it out again.
I'm not used to this.
She said, a little more diffidently.
That's okay, I don't mind.
I answered, my cock once again poised at her lips. I slipped it in, and let her get used to it for a few short strokes before warning her I was going for more. This time I saw her tongue protruding from her mouth, along the top of my cock, and I pushed deep. On the outstroke she gagged a bit, but not enough to stop me from giving another push, and once in her throat holding it there. From this angle I could see a bit of swelling across her neck where I entered her throat, and it was exciting as hell. I gave an extra little push, before I pulled out to her gasping and gagging again.
Shit,
she mumbled, spitting up some saliva, and I could see her debating letting me fuck her throat anymore. Her eyes were watering, but still looked determined.
You're actually pretty good at this,
I teased her.
Have you tried to deep throat anyone before?
I asked. She just shook her head, then of her own volition, she laid back down and opened her mouth for me again. What a sweet girl. I was really going to enjoy playing with her. This time I fucked her mouth like a cunt. Just driving into it, pulling out and driving again. She was moaning and gasping as I leaned over and grasped her full tits, squeezing her nipples and pulling up on them, and I entered her throat repeatedly. Her nose and eyes were running, but she didn't fight me until it just got too uncomfortable, I guess, and she put her hands up and pushed my hips away. She rolled over onto her hands and knees, coughing and gasping. Finally, she said softly,
"It's too much. Your call."
I answered. I laid down crossways, again looking for the best camera angle, and told her,
I'll let you drive for a while, if you'd like. Although I have to tell you that I really enjoyed that last little bit. I think I could even come like that.
She got off the bed, took my shirt and wiped her face on it. That was naughty. I would make her pay for that one eventually. Afterwards, though. I'll give her credit, she got back on the bed, and went down on me like a champ. She didn't hold back, sucking and stroking my cock, working it. I suspected she was trying to make me come. But that was okay. If I did come, I didn't doubt I'd be up for another bout shortly. I sat back and watched as the pretty young MILF sucked me, and was a little surprised when she tried to take me deep. She didn't make much progress, but give her an A for effort. I was loving it, but again, wanted more, so I eventually eased her away, and sat up. I looked at the clock and already nearly 10 minutes had passed.
I need to fuck you again, Donna. The blow job was nice, thank you, but that first taste of your pussy really was something. But before I do that,
I reached out and flipped her back onto her back again, spreading those legs wide, and I crawled up between them.
Let's just see what we're working with down here.
She had a pretty little pussy. Neatly trimmed for a bathing suit, but not sheared. Her lips were swollen, red and protruding, and I took them one at a time into my mouth, sucking on them. Then I worked on her clit a bit, licking away the length of the pussy, and resting my tongue over her clit, I shook my head, pressing down, giving her enough pressure for fun, but without pain. I wanted her to want me. I wanted her to get into it. It would look better on camera. Between my tongue and my fingers I was able to do just that. She was into it. She was trembling and soon moaning, and when I felt her fingers in my hair I knew I had her. I pressed deep with my fingers, turned upright and searching out her G-spot, while lashing her clit with my tongue until she was breathing hard and gasping. I felt her rear raise up off the bed, and just before she could come I pulled up, stopping completely.
No!
Don't stop! She cried out, thrusting up with her hips. I just smiled for her, and lifted her legs wide, crawling up between her legs on my knees and putting my stiff cock at the gates of heaven.
Should I?
I teased, rubbing the head up and down her wet slit.
Just fuck me, you bastard!
She growled, pushing her pussy up toward me, trying to get me to enter her. 15 minutes gone.
What a nice offer, I'd love to fuck you, Donna.
I replied, and jabbed deep with my cock, pushing to the limit immediately.
God, that's a lot of cock!
She moaned as she sank back into the pillows. I fucked her then, hard and fast. After the previous build-up, within moments she was cresting her own mountain of pleasure, and I helped her along the way, reaching down with my hand and rubbing her clit with my thumb. The pounding did its job, and once I had the right angle and rhythm she let me know it. With that as my cue, I worked her just as she needed it, until I watched her finally peak. Just as she was about to go off, I reached forward with my other hand and tweaked her nipple.
Fuck!
She cried out loudly, and then came hard underneath me, almost bucking me off. That must have been the signal that Krista was looking for. We really had not planned on anything like Donna's martyr act and solo offer. Just as Donna came, Krista opened the door and walked in, straight to the side of the bed, and reached her hand out and placed it on Donna's head, stroking her hair. Krista was naked, except for a smallish pair of panties. I continued fucking Donna hard, now at my own pace, turning her on the bed, almost on her side, and lifting one leg up that I hung onto for leverage. I straddled her other leg and fucked her deep.
I couldn't stay out there, Donna. I felt guilty you having to pay the price,
Krista told her, as she sat over the edge of the bed, stroking Donna's hair, while I screwed her to another smaller orgasm. She trembled all over, coming on my cock. I reached out and pulled Krista to me. I grabbed her head and kissed her deeply while I pounded at Donna, a little slower now, but the angle was perfect for me, and the long strokes were pulling me right to the edge. Krista put one leg up on the bed, and raised her body, pulling my head down and offering me her tits. I leaned into her, sucking up one of her nipples, then capturing it in my teeth and tugging. I pulled away.
Straddle her,
I told Krista, and she did, right across Donna's waist, facing me.
Kiss me now,
I told her breathlessly. And she did, kissing me deeply, sliding her ass back to Donna's chest, and placing one hand down between Donna and I, her fingers in a V where I entered her friend. I came explosively, slamming into the immobilized Donna, flooding her with 2 days' worth of cum. I must have shot off nearly a dozen times, the feeling was so intense. God, I loved fucking a woman for the first time, It was so exciting. I rolled off of her eventually, breathing hard, sweating, and laid down beside her.
"Wow, you are a hot little piece, Miss Evans," I said.
I peered over at the bedside clock. 21 minutes gone.
"Krista, come here,"
I told her, and she did, obediently.
"I want to fuck her again,"
I said, nodding towards Donna, and pulling her head into my lap. Krista just smiled, and slowly, carefully, licked Donna's and my mixed juices off of my shaft and head, never letting me go completely soft. I was enjoying it, looking at her pretty face swallowing me, while Donna had rolled onto her side and watched.
"Help her," I told Donna.
She looked over at the clock.
"Only 4 minutes left, stud."
But that didn't deter her, and she scooted down next to her best friend. Krista moved to the side to make room for her, and for the next couple of minutes I was the beneficiary of an amazing dual blowjob. I never wanted it to end. But I did have a job to do. I stopped them, and standing up I quickly pulled Krista's panties off. I put her on the bed on her hands and knees, and approached her from behind.
"That wasn't the deal, Alex," Donna argued, but she took up position next to me and looked down to where I was pointing my cock at Krista's shaven pussy.
"I know, but damn! If she's willing, I'd be a fool to pass."
"And you're willing, aren't you, Krista?"
I said, poised with my new sturdy erection just pressing inside the lips of Krista's familiar folds.
"Ready, willing, and able,"
Krista replied with a giggle. All the encouragement I needed. The clock was down to 1 minute. I pushed slowly into her, holding her ass cheeks open wide, so Donna and I could both enjoy the slutty view.
"That looks so hot,"
Donna confessed, as I withdrew slowly, watching Krista's tight twat resist the release.
"Lie underneath her, and I can take turns fucking you both,"
I told Donna, leaning over and stealing a kiss. She returned the kiss ardently, ever so reluctant to end it as I pulled away, still slowly fucking sweet Krista.
"No way, buddy!
Your 30 minutes are up," she laughed. Then she leaned in and kissed me again. When we broke, I teased her.
"We're here, you're naked, the deed's done. Let's just play for a bit longer. All debts are paid, this is just because we can."
She seemed to contemplate it. Then she laid down on her back, her legs spread.
"I guess I am partially responsible for that hard piece of meat,"
I smiled and pulled out of Krista. I then repositioned the girls. I moved Donna to the edge of the bed, with her ass hanging off the edge, and her legs spread wide, feet on the floor. I put Krista on top, bent low, her ass pushed back, her legs alongside Donna's waist.
"It looked so fucking incredible. That looks so fucking incredible."
I had to say it out loud. I slid my cock into Donna, very wet from our previous turn, and after a half dozen strokes, I pulled out and gave it to Krista. After a few more strokes in her, I retargeted Donna, and pounded her a little longer and a little harder. I peeked to see if they were kissing or anything, but I was disappointed there, although Krista was leaning way down, and their breasts were crushed together. Krista's head was beside Donna's. I switched back and forth, screwing one, then the other. Krista's ass was a strong temptation, so I opened her up and played with her little brown hole, embedding one finger, and then two in her tight butt. It solicited a few heartfelt moans. Then I heard her whisper to Donna,
"He's got his fingers up my butt."
The fucking was hell on my legs, requiring me to squat for Donna, then raise up for Krista, over and over again. I was getting close, but the trembling of my legs was a distraction. I finally pulled away, and laid down on the bed.
"My legs are ready to give out," I confessed. "Krista, straddle my face, and Donna, well, you know what to do,"
I told my girls. Krista did as asked, and got off of Donna, climbing up to the head of the bed. Facing the foot, she lowered her delicious pussy onto my face. Blind to the world, I felt Donna straddle me, and lower herself down onto my waiting erection. I probably didn't do as good a job on Krista as I could have. Donna fucked me very nicely, thank you, and it was only a minute or so before I was exploding into her once again. She rode me to the end, and then both girls dismounted, and looked down on me.
"So we're good now?"
Donna asked, the glow of perspiration on her devastating. She looked so hot, I was actually considering trying to get hard again.
"Yes, you're very good,"
I laughed.
"You know what I mean,"
Donna quipped, but didn't seem excessively angry about it.
"All square. The pictures out there are yours, and I promise I'll destroy any remnants of them,"
I answered.
"You know you're a real asshole,"
Donna said, but her tone didn't match the words.
"You're probably right. But damn, that was worth it,"
I laughed.
I hope so. You know it's going to kill you.
Dreaming about this morning, whacking away at that piece of meat between your legs, and knowing you'll never have any of this again, she said, as she moved into the bathroom to clean up a bit. Krista leaned over me.
Let me get rid of her.
Can you come back in about an hour? She said softly.
Absolutely.
We've got some home movies to watch.
And more plans to make?
She whispered coyly, reaching down and playing with my cock.
Definitely.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.